USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The boxer took defensive action against an Iranian drone.
President Trump says a U.S. warship takes down an Iranian drone flying in the Strait of Hormuz and is immediately destroyed.
Which had closed into a very, very near distance, approximately 1,000 yards, ignoring multiple calls to stand down, and was threatening the safety of the ship and the ship's crew. The drone was immediately destroyed.
The president speaking with reporters during a White House news conference.
The United States reserves the right to defend our personnel, our facilities, and interests, and calls upon all nations to condemn Iran's attempts to disrupt freedom of navigation and global commerce.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul, unhappy with lots and lots of criticism since he blocks passage of funding the 9/11 compensation bill.
They bellyache and say, oh, he's blocking the bill. No, I'm trying to have a debate in our country about whether or not deficits matter and whether or not we should offset new spending. And I think I should be commended and loudly cheered for being one of the few fiscally responsible people up here. And I think we ought to set the record straight because John Stewart can't just have a free pass to lie to people.
Paul and Utah Senator Republican Mike Lee say they're being fiscally responsible. Rand Paul, a guest on Your World with Neil Cavuto on Fox News.
People need to wake up and not be so sort of overwhelmed by celebrity that they take out-and-out falsehoods and ad hominem attacks from really a gutter snipe like John Stewart.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 3 points to close at 27,222, the NASDAQ up 22 points, and the S&P 500 up 10 points. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump says he's not happy with the chant of send her back that a group of supporters started at his most recent rally in North Carolina. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
President Trump on Thursday disavows the send her back chant that broke out at his rally on Wednesday night.
It was quite a chant, and I felt a little bit badly about it, but I will say this, I did, and I started speaking very quickly, but it started up rather fast, as you probably noticed.
So you'll tell your supporters never to...
Well, I would say that. I was not happy with it. I disagree with it. But again, I didn't say that. They did.
Bail denied for a politically connected billionaire, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
No amount of money could convince the judge to release convicted sex offender and billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein on bail as he awaits trial on new charges in New York concerning allegations that he had sex with underage women, some as young as 14. Prosecutors had argued that Epstein's wealth and access to a private jet and motive to flee would be reasons that he should remain locked up, and the judge agreed. Epstein's lawyers were pushing to have him out on bail and able to live in his Manhattan mansion under heavy supervision. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.